It's 5 minutes with me.
Kind listener, welcome to an episode of 5 minutes with Marco. We're in week four of our 4 week mini series I'm calling Nuggets. These are disconnected thoughts, just some little bits. I have four of them today that we'll all get through in 5 minutes or less. Here we go. Nugget one. In high school, my parents grew weary of the multiple ways I was finding to abuse their Volkswagen Bug. They issued an ultimatum that I would lose driving privileges for a time if I had another infraction. So I totally panicked when my buddies thought it was hilarious to somehow completely fill the inside of the car all the way to the roof with those tiny styrofoam pellets you find in beanbag chairs, or could find back then. I drove around the church parking lot with the doors open, allowing the styro bits to create their own weather pattern. And then I pumped quarter after quarter into a self-serve car wash's industrial vacuum, making sure I sucked up every single last piece of evidence. All was well, I convinced myself for a few weeks. Then the first cold day of the fall arrived. Unfortunately, when my dad and I were in the car together, the windows fogged up. As we drove down a major road, my dad reached over and turned on the defrost fan. On a Volkswagen Bug, the windshield is almost vertical and the defrost vents point straight up. How was I to know that they were filled with thousands of patient hiding styrofoam balls, which engulfed the inside of the car in a blinding snowstorm? You can convince yourself for a while that optimism will get you where you want to go. But eventually, optimism will be found out as limited. Optimism will fall short. Optimism's great for a short sprint, but hope is needed for a lifetime journey. Nugget two. Anyone with healthy or unhealthy resistance to change, most of us have this, need a dose of courage from time to time to push us in the direction of innovation. Here's what I've learned. I cannot make myself have courage any more than I can make myself have the fruit of the Spirit. Spiritual courage comes from the Holy Spirit. The etymology of the word itself tells us this. The root of the word in Latin, or you might recognize it as in French, is cœur, and that means heart. And courage literally means to have a full heart. Excitement and praise and rewards and potential can partially fill my heart, but they're not sustainable. My heart can only be truly topped off in the face of significant risk by the fuel of the Holy Spirit. Nugget three. Confidence misplaced is arrogance at a complete lack of dependence on God. We've all seen that kind of leader. Nope, I don't want to be that guy. But the ragingly insecure leader whose every word and action is colored by his or her lack of confidence is equally undesirable. I've been around those leaders plenty and I can't trust them. I never know if what they're saying is actually true. So this must be one of those tensions to be nurtured rather than problems to be solved. I need to bring my insecurity to God as well as my confidence. I need to cultivate dependence and assurance. Nugget four, here's a little test I've developed for determining real ministry values. Resource allocation reveals values. So your church might say, we have a high value on our youth worker building meaningful relationships with teenagers. But if your resources of time, money, energy, focus, creativity, people, and space are dominantly used for propping up a Christian-y social club for teenagers with the measuring stick of how many are coming or how many don't leave and not return, then the value is suspicious. If you say, I value fostering a community of safety and trust where teenagers can express and process doubts, but you spend the bulk of your time and energy planning programs, well, you get the point.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.